Tuesday's one of my favorite days because that means that the Live at the Jazz Cat show is on this show as well, on the station too, so KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. So without further ado, let's bring on the host of the Live with the Jazz Cat show, Leroy Downs, the Jazz Cat himself. Leroy?
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Hey, you're in Chicago, huh?
I am in Chi-Town. The weather is absolutely gorgeous, and so is the music, man.
We're getting the same type of weather here. It's just beautiful in Carmel today, so.
It is so beautiful, and I've been seeing jazz every day. And this gentleman that I have with me today is a legend around these pots. His name is Fred Anderson. Hey, Fred, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Leroy.
Yeah, you trying pretty good, man. Listen, you know, music is power, man, and it seems that through your music, you access that power, strength, and the spirit, not only individually, but there's a message of love, a sense of history as a people, and blessings for all humanity.
Yeah, well, this is what you try to communicate. You know, you try to play things, and you try to play it as clean as possible, and so people can, things that they can go and you know, understand and try to find all of the beautiful, pretty notes.
Now, many people use the term avant-garde to describe music, but I think that so much of this music is so beautiful, it can't be placed in a category simply because people are fearful of sound and don't take the time to hear, listen, and understand the message. How would you suggest one approach the music of Fred Anderson?
Well, you listen to the music of Fred Anderson, and you hear all the elements that has been played before, you know, phrasing, the continuity, all of these different elements, you know what I mean, that has been done, you know. And this has to be in the music, you know, and try to play things as clean as possible. And, you know, and just play you know what I mean, with what you feel at that particular moment. What I try to do is improvisation, you know, is an art. And you have to pretty much know what you're doing, you know where you are and your thought patterns. It's just like having a conversation.
Yeah, you know, well, many Chicago musicians have long been known for, you know, standing up on their own and creating beautiful music that has its own structure. It's free from the common Western and European rules and form structures, regardless of whether there's an abundance of acceptance or not. But besides integrity, what are some of the other key elements that are present in your music?
Well, the spirit. You know, you try to put the spirit in the music, you know, and you try to, you know, put the blues aspects in it, because that's what it was, you know, that's where it all started from, you know, from the churches and the blues. And you try to put all of these different things, which has already been done, but you try to put your spin on it, you know, and follow all of the things. It takes a lot of study in order to improvise. And I think probably one of the greatest improvisers was Louis Armstrong and Charlie Parker. But Charlie Parker came after Louis Armstrong, and he just carried the torch on,
yeah.
Which is a few other people did too. But, I mean, I just think that they're one of the most important figures in this music as far as improvisation is concerned.
Yeah, well, you're listening to a great improviser, Fred Anderson, right here on the show, live with the Jazz Cat from Chicago. On 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the For Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. Well, you know, today you can go into any pet store and ask the guy behind the counter for a birdhouse, and he would go in the back and bring you out one. But back in the day, you had a birdhouse that was quite different.
Right. Well, I had a birdhouse that was quite different because I named it after Charlie Parker because we had a birdhouse here before. And it closed up, so I just took the name in 1977 and 1979. It was short-lived, but that's what I did. And I called it then Charlie Parker's House, and I also called it Velvet Lounge Charlie Parker's House.
Well, you know, in Los Angeles, we have the World Stage, that the great Billy Higgins co-founded. And that is sort of the epicenter where jazz and music and poetry and art and culture all collide. The Velvet Lounge is a club that you own here at the tip of the South Side of Chicago, where as a patron, you know, you'll be guaranteed to receive some musical blessings. How did the idea for the venue get conceived, and how long has it been in existence?
Well, it's been in existence ever since 1993. We started down on a regular basis, but the Velvet Lounge has been there ever since 1982. And, you know, as the neighborhood changed, and you know, by me being a musician, then I started having music on a regular basis. And then in 1993, we started having the Jazz After Festival, after the Jazz Festival in Chicago, which we'll have one this weekend. So that's how it started. But the whole idea was the thing that happened in New York when all of the musicians like Dizzy and Bird and Coleman Hawkins all used to congregate at a place called Minton's. I don't know. I'm sure you heard about it. And that's what gave me the idea. That we need a place like this in Chicago. So when the guys play their regular jobs, you know what I mean, not playing what they want to play, they can come to the Velvet Lounge and play, just play their own music and play what they want to play. And that's how the idea started.
Yeah. Well, you, along with Roscoe Mitchell and Joseph Jarman and Muhal Richard Abrams and Phil Caron and a few others, created the AACM, or for those who don't know that, that's the Association for the Advancement of Creative Music,
right,
which is still in existence today. I mean, what is the mission statement of that organization, and how have those philosophies flourished over the years here in Chicago?
Well, I'm sure you're familiar with, I played the first concert for the AACM, you know. Myself, I think Joseph Jarman, and I think Thurman Barker or Arthur Reed was the drummer. I think Bill Brimfield was, I think he played that first concert too. Charles Clark, he passed away. And he was the bass player at that particular time. So this was, I think, in 1964, I believe it was. I think the first concert was in 1964. But we had been talking about, myself and Muhal had been talking about that long before that. And they finally got it together, you know. So that was a thing. But by me living, I wasn't living in Chicago at that particular time. I was living in Evanston. So I wasn't able to make a lot of the meetings. So I just took it upon my own to be a representative, a field representative of the AACM. So I had several groups that I used to play. And George Lewis was in one of my groups. And Bill Brimfield was in one of my groups. Jaime Drake was in a group of mine. And we just started playing music all over Chicago, everywhere we possibly can. And we had a place at on Clark Street where we would start at 12 o'clock at night and play till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
at a place
like
called
that.
The Foundation Church.
Church of good music.
Right.
You're listening to Fred Anderson right here on the show, live with the Jazz Cat, today broadcasting from Chicago on 1410 AM KRML. Jazz and Blues Radio on the Four Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. Well, Chicago is the place to be this week, especially because all the jazz is happening in and around the Jazz Festival, music events going on all over town. But you're having some tremendous performances late night at the Velvet Lounge yourself.
Right. We are having This weekend, myself, Kid Jordan is coming in from New Orleans, Harrison Bankhead, Isaiah Spencer, which is a drummer that started at the Velvet. And I think we may have a guest. In fact, I'm sure we'll have, Henry Grimes probably will come by. He's probably going to play some violin. And so we'll have that. That's on the 30th and 31st. That's Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, well, those are some pretty extraordinary musicians. We had an opportunity to interview Henry Grimes not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of another extraordinary musician, on Thursday, the legendary Sonny Rollins will be performing here in Millennium Park
as
part of the festival. You know, as you know, of course, he spent some time here in Chicago as a resident. I mean, what was it like back in the 60s when you and Sonny and so many other people were creating and developing your sound?
Well, this was a little earlier. because like I said, I didn't live in Chicago at that particular time when Sonny was here. I was living in the suburbs, you know, but I do know some people that he used to hang with. Epoca McDougal was probably one of the people that he used to hang with. So if you get a chance to talk to him, you can mention Epoca McDougal. He just passed away not too long ago. And a lot of the musicians around that Johnny Griffin, all of them, I think Johnny wasn't around that period when Sonny was here. He may have been here, I'm not sure. And so by me living in Evanston, I wasn't here in Chicago at that point. I didn't move to Chicago till in 1950. And I stayed there until 1955. 50, I think I stayed there until 1955, 56, 57, 58, 59. And then I moved back to Evanston. See, because I was here in 1955, and when Charlie Parker appeared at the Beehive, I got a chance to see him. That was in February of in February of 1955. And then he went back to Chicago, and he passed away on March the 12th.
Well, Charlie Parker, of course, was a great inspiration for lots of musicians, including yourself.
That's right.
And, you know, we speaking of birds, I mean, many birds have their wings and they fly away to various parts of the world. But you, along with Von Freeman and Kalan Phil Karan, stayed here in Chicago. I didn't know what I was missing, because in Los Angeles, we don't get a chance to hear about great Chicago musicians that much. But here you guys are, you know, you guys are the kings of the city.
Oh, yeah. I stayed here in Chicago because, Chicago is just a nice, warm city, you know. And it's always been noted for music, you know, because of all of the musicians that left, they came through Chicago, went to New York, but they was in Chicago first. So this has been an important place for music, you know, and all of the great cats. I think Louis Armstrong, he was here in Chicago first. Charlie Parker came through Chicago, and just a whole bunch of them. Then a lot of them left, you know. Johnny Griffin, he was here, he left. And then, you know, Leroy Jenkins and all these in Chicago. John Gilmore, Sun Ra was here for a long time. So it's been a place where you have I always had great musicians, and this was the tenor capital, because, like, say, for instance, Gene Ammons, he was from Chicago. He was a great cat, you know. Sonny Stitt stayed here for a while. So Chicago has always had a lot of good tenor players in Chicago, and I'm just glad to be one of them.
Yeah, man, for sure. You're listening to Fred Anderson right here on the show, live with the Jazz Cat, broadcasting from Chicago, Illinois, on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, on the For Local Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. You know, speaking of Griff, they're doing something for him over at Joe Siegel's Jazz Showcase. I was over there the other night, and it looks like they're going to be having a performance with Ira Sullivan, and Benny Golson's coming to town to play. So all kind of great cats are going to hit this city next weekend.
Yeah, right. That'll be nice. I'm gonna try to make one of those myself, you know. Because Ira, you know, I've been knowing him for a long time. In fact, Ira was playing before I started playing, you know, because he used to come out to Evanston and play with the musicians out there. We were talking about one of them that he used to play with. His name was Martin Bow, and then Willie Wright, all of these people, you know, and he used to come out there and play with all of them. And Stanley Crenshaw, that was Bob Crenshaw's brother. He was a piano player. He passed away a few years ago. So I think Bob Crenshaw, maybe he was Sonny Rollins. I'm not sure.
Well, he usually plays with Sonny. But, you know, it's been very wonderful visiting Chicago. I'm going to enjoy my week. I stopped by the Velvet Lounge that, you know, you run, and saw some great music over there. Ira Sullivan was there. Julian Priester was performing. And when I did visit, you dropped some great music off on me, man. Three wonderful CDs. And it looks like all of them, or most of them, were recorded right there at the Velvet Lounge. There's a lot of jazz recorded at your club.
Right. A lot of other musicians recorded music at the Velvet Lounge. I think Hameed and Ernest Dawkins just recorded an album at the Velvet Lounge. I don't know when they're going to put it out, but it was just recorded there. I think it was in August, I believe it was. Yeah, the trio, the Ernest Dawkins trio with Harrison Bankhead, Hamid Drake. Yeah.
Yeah, those are a lot of the guys that you play with as well.
Right, right, right.
No, I was going to say, this one album that you gave me, Timeless, has Harrison Bankhead and Hamid Drake on it, and it is absolutely incredible music. It's a Delmark Records label, and that is a Chicago label owned by a gentleman who has a wonderful record store called the Jazz Record Mart. I mean, it's an incredible amount of music in there. I got a chance to meet him the other night, named Bob.
Bob Kester.
Yeah, Bob Kester. And it's just, I want everybody to know that when they come to the city and you want to see some jazz and you want to be open to some beautiful sounds, the place to go is the Velvet Lounge, and you'll get a chance to hang out with Fred Anderson as well.
All right.
All right, Fred, thanks so much for hanging out with us, man.
Okay, thanks for having me, and it was a pleasure.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Another stellar interview with the Live with the Jazz Cat show, Leroy Downs, the Jazz Cat. And if you'd like to get a replay of this interview, it's pretty easy to do. You go to the website, thejazzcat.net, and it's all there for you. It should be there within a day or two. Also, if any of you are out there looking to see who the future guests will be, well, it's also archived on that. It's also listed on the Live with the Jazz Cat site, which is thejazzcat.net. So you don't ever have to be lost if you're out there trying to figure out who is on the show coming up down the road with the Jazz Cat.